Hi, this is Erja Lyytinen, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has got to have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride and wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it's a road. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gears and turn on your radio just loud enough to hear and start up the heat and flip on the fan and then you start to roll it just as fast as you can.
About an automobile. No, it's not deja vu. We opened up with it last week, but with a different artist. Hello, it's the Raven and the Blues, Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Victoria. Don't come too close. I've got man flu. But I'm being brave. I'm going to call it a bad cold. But it's day four. It's on its way out. I hope I'll last the programme. Anyway, I played last week. I opened the show with a track from Toby Walker's new album, Shake Shake Mama and Crazy About an Automobile. He started down as traditional. And I said, that's not traditional. And Cliff McKnight was the first. Good, thanks, Cliff. Saying that he heard it by Ry Cooder back in 1979. Ry Cooder said then that he got it from Sam the Sham. But then the next email came in. That came from Ted in Orlando. And Ted gave me a lot more chapter and verse on this, and basically the person you heard there was the person who wrote it, Billy Emerson, Billy the Kid Emerson, on VJ Records in 1955. It wasn't a hit, but it sort of became almost a sort of a jump jive standard. Billy Emerson is still alive. He's in his 80s. Thank you, Ted. He's a pastor. He's now the Reverend William Emerson, and he's in Chicago, Illinois, Chicago. And thank you. It's great, you know, you play a track, say something kind of offhand, and then all of a sudden you get all the information. If you ever want to do that, I'm always very grateful. So thank you, Ted in Orlando and Cliff in Loughborough. Okay, on the show this week, lots of new stuff, some old stuff too, and a fair bit of sadness as well along the way, as you will find out. Here is a new album, a compilation of all his best stuff live. The album is therefore simply called All His Best Live. It's the late Sean Costello and T-Bone Boogie. Ooh. Girl, her name is Riley. I got a little bitty girl, her name is Riley. Vocal mic was in the crowd. The guitar was well mic'd up. Sean Costello, off the album All of His Best Live, and there he is with T-Bone Boogie. The news broke beginning of this week that last weekend Doyle Bramhall died, very young, just in his 60s. Sean was taken from us. He was in his late 20s. He died about 3 years ago. Doyle died last weekend. A real gentleman. I only met him the once. Back in 2005, he was. CC Adcock were coming over here to do a thing at the Borderline, and I was going to do a session with them. I know I was going to do an interview with CC Adcock the next day. I think I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. I went to the Borderline and met CC Adcock and his dad, who was over as well, because he'd never been to the UK and wanted to see his son in the UK, and the other members of the band, including Denny Cordell's son, Tucker Cordell, Keith Richards' son, Marlon, he was there as well. And they were all in their sort of like 20s, I guess. And real, really lovely people. And I think I had too many beers in the Borderline, and I kept inviting them. You must come tomorrow. You know, CC's coming to do an interview. You must come tomorrow. And one guy there was a bit older than the rest, but I didn't get a chance to speak to him. He was the guy on drums. Anyway, the next day they all turned up. I decided I couldn't get them on the top deck of the boat. I'd been too generous in my invitations, and if they had all pitched up, we would have sunk. So basically I decided to do the session. Now, it was going to be because CC Adcock said he wanted to play as well as have an interview when it was going to be my very first live recorded session. I had every microphone I owned back in those days out into the carport undercover, told some of the neighbours, so we had a crowd, and Julian, about midday, about 20 people pitched up in a couple of vans, including CC Adcock and the band, big upright double bass, and the drummer. And I said, his face looked familiar. And I said, you look a bit familiar to me. He said, yeah, Doyle Bramall. And I went, Jimmy, Stevie, yeah, he said, that's right. And I said, oh, can I interview you as well? And he said, no. I'm here because the real drummer of CC Adcock in the band, his wife's having a baby, and so CC was up without a drummer, and so I said I'd step in because my son is a good friend of his. And so basically, I'm here as his drummer. So just ignore, thank you very much, but no. He was a real gentleman. We didn't even have a drum kit, and he played. I've got the photograph of it. I'll put it up on the website, on the raven.dj website, on the Libsyn site as well. So if you're a subscriber, you will see it, of Doyle playing a cardboard box. We filled the cardboard box with some torn up newspaper. He said, that'll do for me. That's lovely. Okay. And he died this week. Really sad. A real gentleman. A good man. Here he is off his album, his last album from 4 years ago, Is It News, playing not drums, but a cardboard box filled with paper. It's called Tortured Soul.
Days.
Camel. Died in his sleep last weekend, 62 years old. Is It News, the album from 2007, Tortured Soul. Fellow DJ, musician, journalist, Tim Aves, here in the UK. He had a link on his Facebook page to a fabulous article about Doyle, which I'll see if I can dig out and again put that on the website. If Doyle Bramall isn't large on your radar, and you don't know too much about him and don't know about the early days with Jimmy Ball and Stevie Ray and the track he wrote, Dirty Pool for Texas Flood, that kind of stuff, you know. This article is fabulous. I will endeavour to find it. And on the raven.dj website, you'll see a photograph of Doyle in my carport in 2005 playing a cardboard box with his drumsticks. This album, which has been released, is also a final album, even though the lady in question is not passed yet, but she's far from well. Her name is Etta James. She's been around, of course, for many, many years and famous for so many great numbers. And in many respects, some of the reviews, I was dreading this because I thought, if this is just her final album, because she's not very well and her voice is weak and frail and it'll be such a letdown, because it'll sort of take away from the goodness, if you like, of the work that she's done over the years. And I was amazed when I heard the quality of her voice on this. Etta James, in her 70s now, I guess, or was it even 80s? I really should have known, shouldn't I? I'll tell you at the end. The album is called The Dreamer. Here she is with a track which, for me, was made famous by Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee.
It's early in the morning, about a quarter to three. Yeah, I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. Nah. And to tell you that, darling, I've been so satisfied. Honey, since I met you, oh, baby, since I met you, whoa, all the places that I've been around, all the good-looking boys I've met, yeah, they just don't seem to fit in, no. Knowing this is particularly sad, yeah. But it seems so natural, darling, that you and I are here just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Oh, now. Oh, my heart cries out. Love at last, I've found you, oh, now. And honey, won't you let me just be my whole life around you. And while I complete my whole life, oh, it would be. I said it would be, yeah. If you would take things under consideration, and walk down this hour with me, yeah. would love it. I would love it, yeah. People, I say it so early in the morning. Oh, it's a quarter to three. We're sitting here talking up, baby, over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Now, Lord, I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy, yeah. Now listen, since I met you, darling, oh, honey, since I met you, baby, yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee now, baby, now. Please, darling, help me to smoke this one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream or sugar, 'cause I got you, baby. I got you, darling. Just let me enjoy. Help me to enjoy this good time. This good time we'll have, baby. Yeah. Now listen. It's so early, early in the morning. Oh, so early. So early. Early in the morning. And I got you. And you got me. And we got each other. And we don't want nothing but joy. Joy, all nothing but joy. I got you, oh, you got me. I got you and you got me. I got you and you got me. And got you got me. And I got you and you got me. I got you.
You got me and I got you.
I got you.
I checked. She's 73 years old.
I got you.
She was ill most of last year and this, and so I guess probably recorded in 2009, which was also the time, I think, of her last public performance as well, but still in great voice. Etta James, The Dreamer is the album. That is a good indication of what's on it, really. There's lots of old favourites in there, too. She does a great, sexy version of Groove Me. But anyway, and you'll find links to that on the Raven the Blues page, just been released. Etta James, Cigarettes and Coffee. Stay with the girls, shall we? But a little bit younger than Etta, making her debut on the show, my friend, my chum on Facebook. Her name is Sunday Wild. Her album is called What Man? Oh, That Man. And here she is with That Man Drives Me Mad.
Ha ha ha. Mistake. Ha 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 ha.
Taking and he walks around with his head in the clouds.
complete with three sirens, Canadian sirens at that. She's from Ontario, I think. Or is it Toronto? No, Ontario. That's Sunday Wild making her debut on the show. What Man, Oh, That Man is the album, and That Man Drives Me Mad. And that's rather fine stuff. I'm heading to Canada in September of next year, but to the very far west coast, British Columbia, up Prince George and Prince Rupert. And I think the chances of seeing blues bands and people like Sunday Wild are going to be a bit slim, nevertheless. The Raven and the Blues CD arrived this week from the Bin's Nest Blues Boys, based in Scotland, far north of Scotland as well, actually, Moray Firth, Elgin, which I think, well, that's where they recorded it, but I guess they're fairly close to it too. Their album is called Cabin Fever, and it's rather nice. Here they are, making their debut on the show with a track which is called Early in the Morning.
Sister Lane.
I think that's rather fine. Nothing's overdone, all pleasantly mixed together. I think that's rather lovely. The album is called Cabin Fever. Paul Meerkroft on vocals and acoustic bass, Cy Murray on acoustic guitar, Ali Davis on harp, James Uni on sax, and Callum Brown on percussion and other things you bang with sticks or with your hand. They have a website called thebinsnessbluesboys.com, and you'll learn about the CD from there as well. £10 it is too, and it is well worth it. Good stuff indeed. I mentioned there they have a website. Our next guests making their debut on the show don't. In fact, unusually, you go into Google and type in their names, and there's nothing there at all, which is most odd. I know they're from Devon, I think, because the album is some Devon sessions, but I did like this. It's Alan Hooper and Paul Brand together, and here they are with Death Letter.
I got a letter this morning, you reckon it read. Come on home, cause your true love is dead. I got a letter this morning, do you reckon it read? I looked her in the face. I said, there ain't nobody's gonna take your place. Well, I walked up right close, looked her in the face. Ain't nobody is gonna take your place. Well, I never knew I loved you till that altar went down. Now I ain't got nobody to throw my arms around. Well, I never knew I loved you. Bye-bye, baby, see you on Judgment Day. Well, I fold up my arms and I walked away. Bye-bye, baby, see you on Judgment Day. I got a letter this morning, you reckon it read. Come on home, cause your true love is dead. I got a letter this morning, you reckon it read.
It's called Blues in Devon, which gives a clue of where it's from. Alan Hooper and Paul Brand together, and there you heard Death Letter. Last week we had our live guests, Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces, and I had a competition to give two copies, well, two prizes, one copy of each, of their new album, which is called Crooked Heart of Mine. And the question was pretty simple. I just said, where was Giles from? And the entries came in, and so we're going to draw two names out now. The answer was Jersey, by the way. I did leave it for a week or so that we're going to draw not the first entries in, but the ones that came in. And so I've got the emails in a folder here called Competition. And if I just scroll down and click on that one, Bob Gaynor. Where are you from, Bob? Portland, Oregon. That's nice. And place I've never been to, but always wanted to. Home of Kelly Joe Phelps. Well done, Bob. I'll email you and get your address to send the. If you enter a competition, please give us your address. It makes so much sense. And then the next one down, scroll and click. Sandy Scheifetz, Scheifetz. Hopefully that's the right Sandy. And don't even know your gender either. So Sandy Scheifetz, well done. You're in Idaho. So well done to the two of you. And thanks to all the other people who entered. Condolences for not winning. new CD came this week, wrapped in cling film, which is always nice. It's Michael Powers. His new one is called Revolutionary Boogie, and here he is with Gots to Go. There's a guy who's been around for quite a few years, played with all the greats in the States, been nominated for Blues Music Awards many, many times. Michael Powers, his brand new album is called Revolutionary Boogie. Is that right? Yeah, Revolutionary Boogie, and they heard Gots to Go. Okay, from the States, let's come back to the UK, and a band called The Untouchables. They have a new EP out, which is four tracks of their favourite live numbers, recorded in glorious mono, which makes you wonder why. I mean, okay, multi-track, you can say, okay, let's leave all that fancy bit behind, but in mono, yeah, it's kind of odd. If I ever get to interview the band, which would be nice, I'll find out why they did it. Anyway, the album, or the EP, is called You Can Leave the Light On, and here they are with this one, which is called The Double Dip, not Recession, but Do the Double Dip. Ends. The Double Dip Boogie, or Do the Double Dip, from the new EP, Leave the Light On, from the band The Untouchables. Staying with new things, fellow presenter Ashwin Smyth of the Digital Blues did the sleeve notes for this new album from Ramon Goose, and they are fine too. It's great. Ramon was a guest here on the houseboat about, I guess, about 2 years ago now. But this new album is really rather good. And reading the sleeve notes, the thing which I think Ashwin liked the best and sort of said, I do love the sax-drenched taste of honey, which is resonant of a smoky bar on the wrong side of the tracks. Ashwin and I, we've never met, but I reckon we must feel the same way about so many things. Because when I went through the album myself, listening to it for the first time, track number 5 did it for me too. So, Ramon Goose, the new album, Uptown Blues, Taste of Honey.
The summer dream fade away. Now autumn comes and we stop to play. God 'cause the way you treated me. Girl, don't you know that's wrong? The sun is warm and the sky is clear. A slow wind blows, but you can't hear. So hush now, baby, don't you worry about a thing. Taste of honey is all I crave. Your sweet goodbyes are all you gave. My dreams are all of you, but they just won't do. Within, no peace I found. My wind blows. So hush now, baby. Don't you worry about a thing.
Smoke and the stale whiskey in the glasses and the beer on the floor. Not anymore these days. Ramon Goose, Uptown Blues, the album just been released, and that is A Taste of Honey. Another death this week, rather sad. Not a blues man as such, but probably one of the most underrated musicians here in the UK. He did bluesy things occasionally. He was enormously prolific. His name is Jackie Levin. He died just 61 years old of lung cancer on the 14th of November. And his critical acclaim never really left the musician's field, but he did some great, great work. I thought I'd finish with this one. It's long, but I just think it's wonderful. And if you want to learn more about Jackie, you'll find loads of stuff on the internet. Jackie, G-A-C-K-I-E, Levin, L-E-V-E-N, from Scotland. He was at a school with Gordon Brown. He was the same age as Gordon Brown. He was described as, he was like Van Morrison, but with attitude, which kind of sums up the guy, and probably one of the reasons why he never got the success he really should have had. So to close the show, On Stage Live. And this is called the Jesus Bodybuilder Blues. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my very great pleasure, and I'm sure it is yours as well. Would you please welcome Mr. Jackie Levin?
Yeah, you know that.
I've been building up my body, but I got no place to go. I've been building up my body, but I got no place to go. I'm a mass of lonely muscle from my halo to my soul. From Gethsemane to Paisley, I am trying not to from Gethsemane to Paisley, I am trying not to weep. But I tell you without humor, I wake up crying in my sleep. Got my clothes in a matchbox and a black snake in my room. Got my clothes in a matchbox and a black snake in my room. The good Lord took me for his bride. The good Lord took me for his bride. Ooh.
hear the story about Cocaine Lil. She had a cocaine house on a cocaine hill, cocaine dog and a cocaine cat. She even had a cocaine rat, and it's all around my brain, all around my brain. Doctor, tell me again and again. You say cocaine kill your son, won't say when. Cocaine, it's all around my brain. Doctor, tell me again and again. Say cocaine, kill your son, won't say when. Cocaine, all around my brain, all around my brain. Now Cocaine Lil and Morphine Sue, they went strolling down the avenue, two by two. Say little Sue is gonna do no harm. Say little Sue is gonna do no harm. Well, but that little old shot in the arm, and it's all round my brain, all round my brain. Doctor, tell me again and again. Say cocaine kill your son, won't say when. Cocaine, it's all around my brain. Doctor, tell me again and again. Say cocaine, kill your son, won't say when. Cocaine.